so big fatty. I was participating in a little bit of anal massage, and I happened to be thinking of you for some unknown reason. And the funny thing happened. While that was all going on, your episode from Thursday queued up, and I heard my theme music playing, and I'm going, what is this? What the hell is this? And it was actually Big Fatty's show, and he was going on about the definition of the Fey Driver and all that stuff. And I thought, what a strange Mobius circle to be in when I was thinking of Big Fatty, and obviously Big Fatty was thinking of me, and his show came on, and all that was going on while I had my fingers up my ass. Anyway, I thought that was a strange and interesting occurrence, Big Fatty. So, kind of hope that doesn't happen in the future, to be quite honest.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
I was participating in a little bit of anal massage.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 802 of the BFO. Friday, the 25th of February, 2011, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Oh, dear, I see I knocked over the micro hoist, and you know why I did? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Hi, everyone. I hope you're Friday is going well, y'all. It is our final, four-day work week until May, I think. Yes, here in the U.S. of A. And so there you have it, y'all. Y'all, I don't have a whole lot here to tell you. Y'all, that what is that? That is a fried chicken breast and a garden salad. But y'all have been watching the Twitty a lot today. And let me just start off by saying we send out our thoughts to Fairy Princess Holly, because she has one of her pets was not doing well on Thursday and had to be taken to the animal hospital, and the prognosis was not good, y'all. And I will just leave it at that. But anyway, keep her in your thoughts. And then, y'all, also on the Twitty, I saw that the Ginger Bear, is working on a new opening. Big Fatty, between that and the Fey Driver fingering his butthole, we're just going to turn it off. There's not a shop vac big enough to clean up these Cheerios. Y'all, that was the Fey Driver at the beginning of today's a little show, and y'all, you know, the Fey Driver thinks this is very unusual for people to be sexually aroused by Big Fatty, and y'all, this is, I hear this all the time, it is the Big Fatty curse, y'all. People are just, oh, there's Big Fatty, I must stimulate myself, and oh, this is just lovely. I have been sexually aroused by Big Fatty. Oh, dear gosh, yeah. Oh, Lord. So, anyway, y'all, what was I saying? Oh, the Ginger Bears coming up with a new theme song. And y'all, as I had thought, Miss Lala, Lauren, has been very busy with the ginger man. You know, I heard they went to the green grocer. Y'all, I don't know if it was the Jewel grocer or the Whole Foods. Big Freddy, is this becoming one of those theme shows? The Whole Foods and finger it? No. Anyway, y'all, by the way, I am watching the TV machine, and y'all, that space shuttle, the final space shuttle has taken off today. So that's pretty good. Y'all, I'm a little behind on reading some of the bacon calendar, so I'm going to catch up on that. Lynette says, Tom, why don't you pitch him the other idea you came up with last night? You know, the one where people love bacon so much they want to keep it a secret. And Ed says, what? Like a secret underground society of bacon eaters? Y'all, that is from the Desperate Housewives. And y'all, then there's the one from yesterday. It was recommended books for bacon lovers. Everything Tastes Better with Bacon. Bruce Adel's Complete Book of Pork. Pig Perfect and Charcuterie? I don't know, Big Fatty. And Charcuterie. The Craft of Salting, Smoking, and Curing. Okay. Well, that was too hard for me to figure out. And then, y'all, today's is the famous bacon explosion. Big Fatty, you have a bacon explosion every morning right after the good coffee. But anyway, it's the famous bacon explosion is a bacon-stuffed, bacon-wrapped Italian sausage made with Kansas-style barbecue sauce and rubbed, then smoked with oak and hickory wood. Now, y'all, I know that the Danbarrys like to do some barbecuing, which is a verb in Connecticut. But in the South, a barbecue is a noun, because that's poke. But anyway, I know they like to cook on the grill, which is what we call grilling out. Y'all, maybe they'll make some of that bacon explosion. Yes, Big Friday, that would be lovely. And then they could just mail it to you and you would have a colonic explosion. Yes! Y'all, after I recorded yesterday's Lily show, had the horror meeting, and y'all, we've got somebody new wanting to join the horror group. anyway, and y'all, the winner of the horror contest, y'all, he has been Johnny on the spot. Let me tell you, he has got a calendar that's filling up like there's no tomorrow. So anyway, he's y'all, some of you have gone over and taken a look at him. And y'all, I believe even that Hat M wanted to touch him inappropriately. Yes, Rick Fetty. Now y'all, can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, after the horror meeting, is that right? After the horror meeting? Yes, after the horror meeting, went to the Publix, because y'all didn't have a whole lot of food here in the Fat Cave. And y'all, let's just see what I got here. Oh, the penny coupon was the Publix version of the Oreo cookies, chocolate sandwich cookies. And I got those for a penny. And then I, they had the breakfast sausages, 10 boxes for $10. That works out to a dollar a box. Y'all, I don't know if you knew that or not. I bought some red seedless grapes. They had the Manwich, the Hunt's Manwich sauce mix. Y'all, who doesn't love a Manwich? It was 10 for $10. I bought one of those. Got strawberries, oranges, bananas. Oh, Big Fatty, you said the magic. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you said the magic word. Dear Gussie, y'all, let's do this.
Hello, amigos. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say I offer good nutrition in a simple way. When you eat the Chiquita, you've done your part to give every single day a healthy start. Underneath the crescent yellow, find vitamins and great taste. With no fat, you just can't beat them. You feel better when you eat them. They're a gift from Mother Nature and a natural addition to your table. For wholesome, healthy, pure bananas, look for Chiquita's label.
dear, Gussie, y'all, tomorrow, the 26th of February, is World Banana Day 3, y'all, and it is solving world hunger through the cunning use of banana suits. And y'all, this takes place somewhere in Texas, I don't know where, but y'all, last year, they had about 98 bananas at World Banana Day 2, and they want to eclipse that with yellow this year. And y'all, all of their fundraising is going to go to the North Texas Food Bank. And y'all, they are doing lots of drinking, evidently, which, you know, everybody who likes to drink will put on their banana suits or the banana caftans and head on over to the Vons and all. But y'all, they are going to... they will peel out from the West Village on World Banana Day 3, and they will go uptown to the Uptown Pub. Y'all have, like I say, somewhere in Texas, I don't know. Perhaps that Beyond knows where it is, or Puffretti, although I'm sure they've unsubscribed. And, you know, Joe in Dallas, you know, he's the number one fan, but y'all, evidently he is recuperating from an injury or something. Y'all are going to be at the McKinley Tavern, and then they're going to finish at the Uptown Bar and Grill. So, y'all, it sounds like they're going to be having a lot of banana daiquiris, is all I got to say. Yes, Big Freddy! And so, y'all, if you are so inclined, enjoy World Banana Day on tamari. Anyway, let's get back to this list here. I've got some, y'all, I bought barbecue pork skins, because you know who doesn't love barbecue pork skins? Eggs, some cone, because y'all, you know, you gotta have your cone. It's Mother Nature's GPS. And what is that there? RB Surge. Oh, okay, great. Well, I got one of those. And anyway, y'all, I spent $35.13, and my savings at Publix this week was $12.84, so that's not so bad. That's about a third. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. So, y'all, I tell you what, the Words with Friends games are just piling in here right now. Yes, they are, Big Freddy. Yes, they are. Anyway, y'all, I've got a got a little news article here that was in the... by the way, congratulations to that Kyle in Hawaii, where they made the gay marriage legal. So there you have it. But y'all, there was a study that finds a link between fiber and lower death risk. And y'all, here's what it says. It says a woman who wants to meet the 25-gram guidelines could eat 1/3 of a cup of bran cereal, 1/2 a cup of cooked beans, a small apple with the skin, and 1/2 a cup of mixed vegetables. To reach 38 grams for a man would eat all of that plus 23 almonds, a baked potato, an oat bran muffin, and an orange. Y'all, I had no idea that there was fiber in an orange. Well, of course there is, because that's the prickly things. Yes, Big Freddy. But it says, eat more fiber and you may just live longer. Y'all, I am destined to live to 150, as much fiber as I take. That's the message from the largest study of its kind to find a link between a high fiber diet and lower risk of death, not only from heart disease, but from infectious and respiratory illnesses as well. The government study also ties fiber with a lower risk of cancer deaths in men, but not women. Sorry, women! Possibly because men are more likely to die from cancers related to diet, such as cancers of the esophagus. It finds the overall benefit to be strongest for diets high in fiber and grains. So it says most Americans are not getting enough roughage in their diets, and the average American only gets about 15 grams of fiber a day. And y'all, this says that a man needs 38, so you're not even getting half of it. So y'all, there you go. There you go. So y'all, eat your fiber. And y'all, what is this about? Ages 50 to 71. The study, which appeared in Monday's Archives of Internal Medicine, included more than 388,000 adults ages 50 to 71 who participated in a diet and health study conducted by the National Institutes of Health and American Association of Retired Persons. Y'all, speaking of retired persons, y'all, I made the move today. I contacted the companies that I've got some 403 and 401 and ABCD money in, because you know I'm going to use that money to buy about 2 1/3 years of work service to increase my retirement. And y'all, so I've got the ball rolling. And so y'all are just going to be going ahead and taking the plunge on that, because there's no, everybody, no need to wait any longer. And y'all, Mr. Vader walked in while I was talking to these people about retiring, and he was like, oh, let me leave you to this, because this is very important. Y'all, speaking of Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all, believe it or not, there will be an LFC later on tonight. Y'all, and I'm guessing that this is an early Crema gift, because y'all, as of today, it is just 10 months until Crema. Big Friday! Y'all, in honor of World Banana Day tomorrow, we have got a special Memory Lane music for you today.
Well, then let's listen, shall we?
Y'all, do you recognize the theme to the quiz program Tattle Tales? Well, y'all, it was a game show that first aired on CBS Daytime on February 18th, 1974. It was hosted by Burt Convy with several announcers, including Jack Clark, Gene Wood, Johnny Olson, and John Harlan, provided voiceover at various times. The show was based on He Said, She Said, a syndicated Goodson-Todman show that aired during the 69-70 season. Now, y'all, the reason I chose this today, can you figure out why I chose this? Well, y'all, Burt Convy, there was three different sections of the studio audience, and each section was a color, and whatever money the celebrities made during the answering the questions during the show, it was split up amongst the people in that section. Then there was a red section, and there was a yellow section, and there was a blue section. But y'all, Burt Convy always referred to the yellow section as the banana section. Yes, Big Freddy, we love the banana section. Yes, so y'all, that's why that's why I chose this for today's a little show. And y'all, they had all kinds of celebrities on there. I don't know that they had any that lived in Walnut Hills, but oh dear gossy. But y'all, I'm sure someone in Walnut Hills knew many of the folks on the Tattle Tales. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope your World Banana Day celebrations go very well, Tamari. And I hope that you will come back here on Monday as we close out the month of February. Because, y'all, it's over. The time, it is a-flying. And, y'all, if you haven't started your crema list, you better have a good excuse why you hadn't started, like that pink wing nuts, the Trey Driver.
I was participating in a little bit of anal massage.
Well, that's a good reason not to start shopping for crema yet.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.